going to talk to you today about using genetic counselors as that resource. So first, why study genetic counselors? This was also part of my dissertation study. And again, as we was talked previously, the Human Genome Project is now finished, and we have a slew new battery of tests that can be conducted, and they're being conducted on a daily basis. And genetics counselors are a really important part of the genetics team, and they really are the ones that interact more with patients about these decisions, and they do it on a daily basis. They're really the ones that have that day-to-day interaction that health educators may not have. They're very competent about talking about genetics and understand the science behind it. So my methodology was an extensive literature review, as well as 38 semi-structured interviews with genetic counselors, clinical geneticists, OBs, and key informants within the genetics field. And I conducted qualitative data analysis using Atlas TI. What were they asked? They were asked to roll, a slew of different things. It was a pretty open interview, but these were some of the major things that were covered. So they were asked about what the role of the genetic counselor was, what some of the issues were in achieving autonomy, some of the payment and licensure issues, as well as some of the future genetic counseling and technology issues that they've approached. So I'm going to skip that one. So what is a genetic counselor? As Judith Beckendorf said, people who are trained to work with individuals, a genetic counselor is people who are trained to work with individuals and families grappling with the human issues that surround genetic disease, genetic risks, and also the issues of genetic technologies, diagnostic technologies mostly, really helping people cope with, adapt to, and understand how genetics can benefit their health and their lives, and somebody who can competently champion those issues on a bigger picture basis. So as we saw from the previous presentation, we really do need somebody to take on that role. We really don't have those larger public health educators just yet to go out and understand what genomics and genetics is and go into the public and be able to talk about it in a competent manner. Genetic counselors are, this is what they're trained at doing. They're not only trained to talk to people on an individual basis, but they have the communication skills to translate this really complicated information. So again, one of the issues that was constantly raised when we're talking about the genetic counseling profession is, where do they really fit in? Are they just a skill set? Can we translate that skill set from just the clinical setting into a larger, broader public health field? And this has been going on within the profession just kind of as a natural progression of taking that clinical setting and moving it into the public. A lot of genetic counselors, after working in the field for a couple of years, kind of see their ability to go out and broaden their perspectives. And so they've been going out and working for the departments of public health, working for the broader institutions, and being able to put together programs where they can better educate the public and also educate people in the healthcare field. So educating doctors, physicians, nurses, being able to take that knowledge and translate it into things that are much more palpable and workable within that setting. One of the big things is that comes up oftentimes is talking about the media and genetics education. This is where a lot of people actually get their information about genetics and genomics, is from the media. This often just is, may not be the best way to educate our public. Oftentimes, you see that big headline, you see that big fancy cover, and it often leaves out really important facts. We have a very sensationalized media. So it really leads to misconceptions about what actually genetics is, what genetic testing can do, what are the implications of these things. As one of my participants said, I have a series of slides, if you look at from Newsweek and Life magazines over the past years, the things that are on the covers are amazing. It looks like genetics knows everything, can predict everything, can fix everything. And then you get to the article, and the article is like, no, you can't. People don't get to the article. They just look at the cover. And as you can see from some covers over the years, I mean, that new genetics, Man into Superman, that was from like 20 years ago. And so you could see that this has, been going on and on and on. And this is what, if you ask most people about what they think about genetics, they'll bring up things like cloning, they'll bring up things like, whatever the latest headline has been. And that's not really necessarily what genetics means on a day-to-day basis. Screening, testing, oncology, all these different things where genetics has been playing a more prevalent part, that's not this. And so we kind of need to fill that gap between where the media is and what the media's role is in kind of portraying genomics and how that fits into people's lives and what actually happens. So again, the public really doesn't have much of a sense about what genetics is, and I should probably change it to genomics, as Lacey pointed out before. So one of my participants, the director of the Human Genetics Program at Sarah Lawrence, said, my sense about genetics as a whole, particularly now, is that the majority of people, even with the publicity there has been about the Human Genome Project and how medicine has changed with the sort of geneticization of medicine, people still don't understand what genetics really means. And that seems to be the case. Just talking to people in general, you know, just about what my dissertation is, most people don't know what genetic counselor is. They don't understand what genetic testing is. So we really do have a large ways to go as public health educators. And so this is where genetic counselors can really come in and play a really crucial role. They're really able to translate. That's what they are. They're translators in many senses. They're educators. So they're able to make sense of that complicated genetic information and talk about risk susceptibility and all these different results that we get from genetic tests that they're not black and white. You don't get a positive or a negative. Most times you get a risk assessment. So making sense of that information and having the public understand what that means, that you're not going to walk away from getting a genetic screening having all of the answers of life, but what you're probably going to get is a quasi-ambiguous result that you're going to have translated and having to make sense of where that fits into your actual life. And again, they have that skill set that allows them to take very complicated scientific information and put it into language that they can tailor to whatever their audience is. So that may be, you know, that one-on-one interaction that a counselor is, you know, clinically trained to do within that medical setting, which is an hour-long appointment usually, or they can really, you know, create brochures, create DVDs, create educational materials to go out into the broader public. And again, what genetic counselors do is I love this quote, what genetic counselors do is they translate, but they also educate, and they do it on a daily basis. They do it in the cocktail party, they do it at a grocery store, they do it all the time. And usually this comes up mostly because people ask them, so what do you do for a living? And they say, I'm a genetic counselor. And people say, oh, what's that? And so they're constantly having to kind of explain what they do, and then people end up coming to them, asking them all these questions. And so they're constantly translating, oh, I just read this thing in the newspaper, what does it mean? And so this is what they're doing on a daily basis, and trying to better incorporate them within the public health realm will be really important as we move on. So one of the genetic counselors really made this point, you know, genetic counselors need to be educators. They need to go out into the public, into the communities, to the communities that maybe don't have any idea what genetics is and aren't going to be an educational talk or read something about genetics in the newspaper or watch that big piece on genetics on a public TV station or whatever, to get them interested in genetics, to give them the information they need. If they have questions, they should be able to call a number or go to a website or have a pamphlet mailed to them. It's up to the profession to keep on top of that and keep pursuing that. But it's also up to the profession to try to find some time in their very busy schedules as seeing patients or whatever they do, to still educate the public in just however they can, whether it's being involved with other doctors in grand rounds or going out to the communities to give talks. So just tying in the previous talk into this, we clearly see that there's that gap. There's the public health educators that really don't know that much about genomics, or at least are not very likely to talk about genomics or genomic competencies. And then we have these genetic counselors that are really busy in dealing with the clinical work that they do and trying to have somebody take on that dual role to educate the public, which needs to happen, and also, you know, keeping on top of what the genetic scientific information is as well. So some implications and recommendations. Again, we need to have a consistent vision as to where genetic counselors exist, what is really strong leadership. And again, this is not just a problem of genetic counselors, but genetics as a whole is kind of lost in the mix of where they belong. We really need to build an awareness of genetic services within the public. I don't think most people really know what genetic counselors do, that there are really good sources that they can go to receive genetic information. We need to make the public health educators much more aware of genetic services as well. There seems to be kind of that gap of public health and genetics, and we need to be able to bridge that gap and bring those worlds together a little bit better. And again, as genetics becomes a more pervasive part of medicine, it'll be important for genetic counselors and the public health community to educate the public about these new challenges, to not just read everything, you know, have the Time magazine cover it, but actually have it be a lot more informed. As these, you know, the questions that people face will become much more prevalent. And we also want to make sure that people are actually utilizing genetic services in the proper way. Thank you so much. So if I'm wrong, please tell me. It's a Master's of Science degree. It's a 2-year degree. They have a lot of genetics competency just in the hard sciences of genetics, as well as they do usually a kind of clinical internship where they go out and do rounds and learn about not just the genetics part, but also how to interact with patients. So they have that mix of communication skills as well as the hard science understanding of genetics. A lot of people that go into genetic counseling were also previously genetic researchers, so they often come in with that hardcore science base, but now it's kind of marrying that into communication and translation skills. So they kind of sit in between both worlds. Into the public. Right now we just have the Right now it just seems that genetics equals cloning in Gattaca, and there's a lot more in between there. And so we really need to have everyone come together, sit down, and come up with an agenda, I think, is...
my article with me. It's actually published this August in Genetics in Medicine. And you will wonder why the response rate is low. That is because it's a web-based survey. And Sophie, they did a web-based survey before, and their response rate is even lower. It's, I think it's something around like 16% because it's a web-based survey.
Is it an electronic article journal, or is it a
hard
journal?
Oh, it's a peer-reviewed article.
I know, but
oh, I can send this to you.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can talk about answer your questions. Like, my study actually shows if health educators, if they receive any kind of training in genetics and genomics and public health genomics, they have a better knowledge of genomics and they will have a positive attitude toward genomics. So training is important for public health educators.